The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
The title of the book, The Crossroads Diaries, has significant meanings. Cross is for the one who saves us all, and roads represents the paths we travel. Diaries represent a written record of what has occurred at a place and time that may include emotions and reflections. We all encounter crossroads in our lives. Crossroads are a place of decision because there are several paths that can be taken. We can go straight, left, or right, or turn around and try to go back from where we came. The crossroads in the Mekong Delta of Vietnam was a nickname for a difficult place for the Mobile Riverine Force. It was an intersection of a river and a canal situated between Mai Tho and Ben Tre and known for hundreds of firefights. Join me as a 19-year-old Berkeley, California native raised in Riverside, California, who volunteers to serve in Vietnam for the sole purpose of dying in a blaze of glory. Hear the first-hand account of how a lost soul who is seeking death experiences firefights, unimaginable losses, and combat injuries to discover the gift of life. There have been many requests during the past 50-plus years to hear about my time in Vietnam. December 1967 marked the beginning of my first tour in Vietnam. That tour has been captured in the Crossroads Diaries. Also, near the end of the book are a few incidences that occurred around March of 1970 during my second tour in Vietnam. And all comments directly related to the Bible are derived from the King James Version. I'll have to face the demons and the blessings, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the right and wrong, and the exhilarating experiences of being a young man in combat. There were choices that were made that have affected so many people. Memories fade and get distorted by life events. But there is no intention to deceive, manipulate, avoid, or change anything that occurred. As old Cy Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame states, it's mostly truthful. The 1907 prologue to spring of 67. Spring is a time of new life. Eggs hatch and growth begins. Boot camp is over, and it is a time to enjoy life in San Diego. I'm away from home and on my own, sort of. Mom had to sign me into the Navy because I was so young, and she did so on the pretense I would not have to go to Vietnam. The only things I knew about Vietnam was it's a place far away, some Army guys were going there to fight, and a few were losing their lives. Many parents were concerned that their sons would be drafted and then killed in Vietnam. I didn't understand anything about something called a Tonkin Gulf incident and the Tonkin Gulf resolution that allowed the president to escalate the number of guys being sent to that faraway place. Although unauthorized, four guys to decide to share apartment so that time can be more enjoyable. The apartment has a small bed, a sofa sleeper, a tiny kitchen and dining table, and is across the street from San Diego Zoo. Put a uniform on and you get in free. Still a virgin, but get tested to the max. Still a total abstainer, but succumbs at a party to celebrate the end of our off-duty living arrangement. How would I know that a Michelob would taste like vanilla ice cream? I had to scream, give me more. Oh, that Michelob. In a day or so, I go off to a city by the bay, all because of a decision on a very fateful day. Cheryl, you got anything to say?
Well, as a mother of a young man who's wanting to join the service, I would like to know, how did you convince your mother to allow you to sign up at the age of 17 for the service, especially during wartime?
To make a short story long, I've been out all for about 3 or 4 nights at graduation parties, official parties and unofficial parties, with my girlfriend, and got home, and we had fallen asleep at the drive-in. And parents were trying to find us, and of course there was no cell phones in those days. So by the time that I got her home and I got myself home, we were in trouble. And my mom and dad, who were usually very kind and thoughtful and calm and collected, weren't that calm and collected that night. And they were telling me that I was setting a bad example, especially for her. And I didn't disagree with that, but I wasn't guilty of what was being implied.
Right.
So I was getting upset. None of us like to be told what we think or what we have done when we haven't done it. So they kind of went off to bed, and I sat there in my bedroom and stewed. I didn't want to go to college, hadn't told them that yet, but I think they kind of knew. And finally, I knocked on their bedroom door and had them come back into my room. I said, "Mom, Dad, how about signing me in to the military? I'm 17, I can't go enlist. Can you sign me in?" And absolute no's. I mean,
right.
Absolute.
I get it.
No's. I said, "But think about this. If I don't go in and I don't go to college, and I don't plan to, by the way, I'm going to get drafted when I turn 18 later on in this summer. When I get drafted, what's going to happen? I'm going to be one of those fresh young guys that they're going to ship off in the Army to Vietnam."
Mm-hmm.
And Dad was nodding his yes. And Mom had kind of a surprised look on her face. She hadn't thought about that, but Dad, being a World War II vet who had dealt with that type of thing, he knew what I was saying was very correct.
Right.
I said, "Hey, Mom, if you sign me in, I'll go into the Navy and avoid Vietnam. The worst that's going to happen is I'll be on a ship out at sea." And Dad, again, was nodding his head yes. Mm. And Mom went, "Well, okay."
Mm-hmm.
And the next work day, I think this event happened on a Saturday night. Monday, she and I went down to the recruiter. Wow. She was not smiling.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine. So you graduated June. Time frame, right?
Yes, June.
And then you would have turned 18 not until August. So
not,
just a few months early.
Just a few months early, but I was ready to make that commitment because that was a whole lot better than trying to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready for college.
That was a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't work out so well, did that?
We're going to learn about that in this
yes,
book.
Yes, we are.
All righty. Join us next time for the next one.
All right. The Crossroads Diaries with Tom Center. The book can be purchased Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, pretty much anywhere. Tom, do you want to go ahead and promote your Facebook page?
Tom Center on Facebook.